There is something about solar eclipses. They capture imaginations all over the world, and they are absolute catnip for astronomers. And one of those eclipse-obsessed scientists is Otago Museum Director Dr. Ian Griffin, who is on his way to the Pitcairn Islands to try and see a full solar eclipse taking place early next week. And he joins us now. Hello there, Ian.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Now, where are you right now?
I'm actually sitting on the beach at Cook Point in Tahiti, getting ready for the trip. So it's a terrible place to be, but someone has to be here.
Yeah, you know, when people are picking glamorous careers, scientist isn't kind of one of the first ones that comes up, but you've done it right, haven't you?
Well, I mean, obviously scientists tend to have to go to certain places to kind of look and study things. So, I mean, as astronomers tend to go to tops of mountains in Hawaii and Chile. So you do get to go to these lovely places occasionally. So science isn't all about the data. Sometimes it's about the experiences that you get. But you're right. No, I mean, I think I feel very lucky, and I'm really looking forward to the trip to the Pitcairn Island Group, because this eclipse is going to be a really special one, I think.
Locate the Pitcairns for us.
Well, basically, to get there, it's a trip from Auckland to Tahiti, and then you fly to another island in French Polynesia called Mangareva. And then I'm getting on a boat, which is owned by the Pitcairn Islands government, and spending 3 nights on the boat to get to Pitcairn. So it's kind of about 5,700 kilometres northeast of Dunedin.
Wow.
So it is about as remote from anywhere as you can get. And the reason I'm going there is that, as I say, next Tuesday morning, Pitcairn time, which is Wednesday morning in New Zealand, we will get about 3 minutes of totality. When the day will be turned into night, the sun will be completely extinguished by the moon. And actually, we're going to one of the smaller Pitcairn Island groups. It's called Oino, and it's named after a whaling ship that landed there in the 1860s. And it's just a little coral atoll. It's about 5 hectares across, and it's no more than 5 metres above sea level.
And remind us exactly what a solar eclipse is. It's the moon travelling between the Earth and the sun.
That's exactly right, yes. During a solar eclipse, the new moon happens in exactly the same direction as the sun's disk, and from a very narrow band crossing the Pacific Ocean, it's only sort of a few tens of kilometres wide, you get to experience this total eclipse. Now, lots of people are going to Chile and Argentina, where the eclipse is going to occur in the evening, but I'm really keen to see the eclipse at the start of the day, so we'll be observing in the morning sky. So we will probably be the first people on Earth, if the sky is clear, to see this eclipse, which is also very exciting.
Great. What are the chances the sky will be clear? Is it winter in the Pitcairns?
Well, it is. I mean, I think it's probably, being honest, less than 50-50 of it being clear. Mm. But of course, part of the other reason we're going to Pitcairn is that our museum has really strong relationships with the Pitcairn Islands, and we've got material on display in our museum that comes from Pitcairn. So as well as observing the eclipse, I'll be speaking to the islanders about the stuff that we've got in our museum and telling the story about how we got bits of the rudder of HMS Bounty down to our museum in the 1930s, which is a fascinating tale.
Yeah, we might come back to that. In terms of the eclipse, as an astronomer, how important is it to be there? Or what do you get out of being there and seeing it?
Well, we're doing it to just get some really high-resolution images for use in planetarium shows at the museum and for other purposes. We're not actually doing much science on this particular eclipse. We're hoping just to kind of get some amazingly high-resolution imagery with some new camera kit that we're testing out down there. But actually, from a human perspective, an eclipse is one of the most amazing things that anybody can experience. Mm. I mean, I saw one in 1991. That was the last eclipse I saw, and that was from Mexico. And I saw the sun extinguished for nearly 6.5 minutes. And seeing this great dark hole in the sky, it's really emotional. It's incredible to see.
Yeah, it sounds incredible. Give us something for camera geeks listening. How are you going to take images of it?
Well, we're taking about, and this is the other problem with this trip, where we've got about 100 kilograms of extra luggage, which is mostly high-resolution cameras and very, very heavy telescopes. So one of the challenges we've got is running a reef on Oino Island and somehow carrying the telescopes through the surf and setting them up on the land. So I've been in training. I've been jogging to make sure I can carry this stuff because nobody wants to lose the telescopes under the water. And we've got some really cool high-resolution cameras, which we will take 8K video, we hope, if it all works well. So we'll get some really amazing pictures and hopefully get a tremendous experience as well.
And no retakes, right, if you get it wrong?
Well, no, if I leave the lens cap on after 3 minutes, I think I will be very upset with myself. So I'm working very hard. I'm practicing on the beach every day with the telescopes to make sure it's really, you know, it's a matter of practice, practice, practice. So even though I'm sitting on the beach in Tahiti at the moment, I'm immediately behind the telescope set up and we'll be looking at the sun later just to make sure that everything's working.
It sounds like you need a documentary crew following you. I would love to see you out there on the beach with all your gear, trying to get it right. Did Hannah or one of the others from the Otago Museum put their hand up and say, hey, you might need me with you as well?
Well, I mean, one of the challenges here is that on this particular trip, only 10 people will be on this particular island.
Wow.
It's organised by the Pitcairn Island government, and they've been really helpful to get us on the boat and everything like that. But there will be very, very few people, so we're really limited. And so, unfortunately, only two of us are going this time. And I'm taking, you may remember, Kane Fleury, who was the curator at the museum, who led the Moa Footprints project. So while I'm taking pictures on Oino Island, he'll be foraging around looking for interesting things to photograph and record, because not many people go there.
What a week. This is so cool. And then there's this other thing. It's not just that the Pitcairns happen to be the venue for this for the best view of the eclipse, but they also have something else going on which is of interest to astronomers.
Oh, yes. This week they're going to be, I don't think it's letting a secret out of the bag, but they're going to be a new dark sky sanctuary as well. And I'm very much looking forward to that. I get to spend a night on Pitcairn. And I've heard a rumour that actually all the lights are turned off at 10 o'clock in the evening. So from an astronomer's perspective, that is just awesome. And you're about as far from any big city as you can possibly get. So I'm hoping that the skies are going to be absolutely crystal clear. And because we're there at new moon, there won't be any moon in the sky, so it should be an absolutely incredible experience. And I know Pitcairn Islands are trying to promote this, themselves as a destination for dark sky tourism. And I would say if you do get a chance to go there, try and do it, because it's going to be an amazing experience. The sky will be pristine.
Have to ask, Ian, you're going to be talking to Pitcairn locals about the stuff that you've got in your Otago Museum that has special significance to them, and any awkwardness or difficulty around those conversations about the a museum in New Zealand holding on to these taonga?
Well, as I said earlier in the conversation, the story of how we got some of this material is absolutely fascinating. And my view as museum director is we can't run away from the fact that this material is in museums and perhaps should be returned. So we'll be having a conversation with the folks while we're on Pitcairn. The story of how it got to our museum is very, very interesting. Back in the 1930s, the then mayor of Pitcairn was putting his son through college. And as most students do, they ran out of money. So basically, the pencil and gudgeon of HMS Bounty were offered to all of the museums in New Zealand. And our museum director, H.D. Skinner, was the only one who said, actually, I quite like that. And he paid £20 for it back in 1930. Uh-huh. So fascinating story. And one of the stories that is unlocked. But, you know, joking aside, I think it is very important that we do engage with the communities whose material we hold at institutions like ours. And we have serious conversations about it. And, you know, from my perspective, it's a real opportunity for me to go and have an earnest conversation with the residents of Pitcairn. And I'll be sitting down with, I understand, all 60 of them to have a conversation about the museum and what we're doing with the material that came from there.
Solar eclipses come, they don't come as a surprise. We know that they're coming for probably thousands of years in advance. So I wonder, after this one, do you have another solar eclipse in the future that you've got your eye on?
Oh, absolutely. The best solar eclipse I'm really looking forward to is in 2028, in July, when at 4:15 in the afternoon, there's a total eclipse visible from my house in Dunedin. So the centre line of that eclipse passes all the way across southern New Zealand from Milford Sound through central Otago and passes through Dunedin. So I will be sitting on my deck. I believe the date is July the 12th, 2028, if my memory serves me right. But I've definitely got plans for that afternoon. The sun will be low in the western sky, so I'll be having a beer and just enjoying an eclipse from my deck, and that will be something to remember my whole life.
Yeah. Book your hotel now, eh? July 2028.
Yeah, absolutely. And these solar eclipses are big business. I mean, obviously, in Pitcairn terms, there's only a few people who can go. But an eclipse that occurred in Australia in 2012 brought nearly $70 million to the local economy. People really do chase these things. I mean, here in Tahiti, there's a boat with 300 people from America all going to see this eclipse at sea. So
wow.
They are things that really do attract people, and I think once you've seen one eclipse, you do tend to get addicted. And there are some people I know who've seen maybe 10 or 20 eclipses, which is incredible when you think about it, because the effort you have to make to see them is just so extreme.
Dr. Ian Griffin, such a pleasure. Director of Otago Museum, on his way to the Pitcairns to view this full solar eclipse. Thanks so much for your time.
Great speaking to you, Jesse.